Good morning, beautiful people, all of my football fans. There is an actual game to discuss. Lucas and I are going to be here with you until 1 o'clock. We are going to have jam-packed coverage of the Titans schedule way before the release even begins. We're hoping that as many of them as humanly possible leak out, but we'll definitely be talking about the Titans and the Cardinals, week one at Nissan Stadium over the course of this morning. Comedian Josh Black, he will be here as well. Will Compton, and I think maybe Darren Bates. I don't know. We hit him up like 2 weeks ago, or I hit him up about 2 weeks ago and said, hey, you want to do the radio show with Will on Wednesday? And he said he was down, and we scheduled it for today, and then I hit him up yesterday, and it's crickets so far.
The wild card of the show today.
He has, which may make it fun.
We should start having a wild card every day. This person will join us.
A wild card guest, isn't that going to lead to people distrusting us? Like if I say that I don't know who a good example is. It has to be somebody that would be attainable for us. But if I just started saying, Harry Douglas, maybe here tomorrow, and then Harry just doesn't show up, or like we have a streak.
Stay tuned to find out.
We have a streak of days where we just get ghosted. I feel like that's not good radio.
Yeah, it could be problematic.
We're going to set ourselves up for failure. But Will Compton and Joshua Black will certainly be here. We are going to get to the dumbest thing in sports as well, as is the Wednesday custom. gas shortage jokes are off limits, although I do have some thoughts on that later on in the show. But let's start in the obvious place. Let's start with the NFL schedule. The full schedule is expected to be released about 6:45 local time, but we know that the Tennessee Titans will be hosting in week one at Nissan Stadium the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt, my man crush who I would have loved to see the Titans select in Rondale Moore, the receiver out of Purdue. Zaven Collins, also a player that I think should have been considered for the Titans, the linebacker out of Tulsa, an absolute freak of nature. I think this is going to be a really fun game. Like, we're not going to sit here and do previews of this, months ahead of time at this point, 5 months ahead of time almost. But we can at least look at the storylines that I think are going to come out of this. Because what I'm looking for tonight, because I don't know how you all feel about it. And by the way, if you want to weigh in, 615-737-1045, how do you feel about the Titans hosting the Cardinals? How do you feel about who you will be seeing in week one? Do you think the Titans should be favored in that game? I think there's an interesting conversation to be had based on, you know, where the odds might favor the Titans. I think head coaching, certainly a strength here in Tennessee, based on what we've seen from Cliff Kingsbury. Not terribly impressed with his tenure so far, but I think we have plenty of time to get into all of that. If you want to weigh in, go ahead, 615-737-1045. But the storylines in this one will be interesting. And I think we're not going to sit here and do, you know, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, that's a loss. Like Adam Rank picking the Titans to go 3-13 on the NFL Network is one of the dumbest exercises that I've ever seen. It's just a waste of time, and somebody who clearly didn't know anything about the team. And the schedule this year is, I think there's a lot of unknowns, given where you might be at any given point in the season, the proximity, that just basically the geographical differences between games from week to week, how much that factors in, what it looks like with an additional regular season game, where they place the divisional games. Like, strategy more than anything is what you're going to come away. And, you know, for my purposes, I want to know when the bye week is so I know when I can take my vacation in the middle of football season. Selfishly, of course. But it's going to be exciting because we'll get to plan out all the road trips after the Titans schedule is released in full tonight. Lucas is hosting a show at 6 o'clock with Will Bowling. Very excited about that for you.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We'll be the opening act for Titans Radio.
So what do you talk about for an hour about the schedule before the schedule comes out? Do you have any idea yet? Am I putting you on the spot?
No, we're prepared. I mean, a lot of general takeaways just based on the home and road opponents, sort of scouting Titans opponents, especially outside of the division at home and on the road, looking at the toughest road matchups, toughest home matchups. The Titans are traveling a lot more this season than they did last year. Courtesy of Rhett Bryan, 4,000 more travel miles this year than in 2020.
So it matters where those 4,000 more travel miles are divvied up.
Yeah.
Excellent stat by Rhett Bryan.
Rhett. Going to Seattle, you're going to L.A. Last year, after the after Denver Monday Night Football to open the season, Titans didn't go further west than Houston.
Yeah. Which between that and injury luck, which Sheil Kapadia cited the Titans as having the sixth best injury luck in 2020, which is not something that I anticipated, not something that I really had considered. And, you know, it's not like at the end of the year we're going to go through each and every roster. Maybe I should, but go through each and every roster and see who was the most hurt. Although, obviously, that does matter. That does have the ability to swing games. Just ask Patrick Mahomes and that awful offensive line that he was getting absolutely peppered behind. That's how Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl. So just the schedule in general, like where, how far a distance they will have to travel at any given point, what is the longest stretch of home games, how the divisional games are spaced out. I assume, even though we have a Week 18 this year, that a divisional game will be played at the last game of the regular season because they're still looking for ways to keep people intrigued at this point. But Buffalo, Miami, Arizona, San Francisco, the Chiefs, the Saints, the Texans, Colts, and Jags, all games that will be played here in Nashville. It's a tough schedule. Like Mike Clay of ESPN put out his strength of schedule projections, I think about a week ago. And with the games assigned in random order, not taking into account things like 4,000 additional travel miles that any given team would have on them, Mike had them projected, the Titans, as the seventh easiest schedule in football next year, which I found interesting. They're playing the schedule of a division winner for the first time in quite some time. So you're seeing a lot of first-place teams. Of course, they'll have the additional game against the New Orleans Saints, and that leaves a lot up to discuss, given that we have no idea what the quarterback situation for the Saints is going to look like. But we know that that will be at home in Nissan Stadium. And then another thing to consider is whether this is 100% capacity at Nissan Stadium. Because the Titans are scheduled to play right now, the Arizona Cardinals, on September the 12th. A noon game. So we're all just going to roast in the sun. Well, I won't because I get to sit in the air conditioning. But everybody else will. Godspeed.
Sounds lovely.
What, the press box?
Roasting in the sun.
It's the greatest flaw with Nissan Stadium. That thing. I went down from the press box one time. I don't know that I've ever watched. Well, that's not true because I've watched Nashville SC games in the stands at Nissan Stadium, and I've been in Nissan Stadium for like the CMA Fest, but that's at night. So the only time that I've been down from the press box during a Titans game, I had some friends out of town they were visiting, and they were sitting in the lower bowl. So I like schlubbed down there to go see them, and it was the middle of October. And the sun, a noon game, just roasting. It smelled like stale nachos, ranch, and sweat in the lower bowl. And I looked around and said, "How do people do this? It's the greatest. Like this is first world problems by a mile." But I don't think I would ever go to a noon game in that stadium if I wasn't paid to be there and I didn't have the comforts of the press box around me. Like that is such a snobby opinion by me, but it's so true. I can't go back.
Combo 65 says not burning the field would help. That'll be a storyline to watch.
Lighting it on fire?
Right.
That wasn't a week one opener, though. That was the home opener.
Yeah.
That was
the Jaguars.
That was the
right?
day. No, it was the Colts because they retired Eddie, or they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
They put Eddie George and Steve McNair's jerseys in the Ring of Honor above Nissan Stadium. They had a big ceremony beforehand. And right before kickoff, the pyrotechnics machine, I don't know if it tipped over or if it just straight blowed up. But this thing, it was as surreal a moment. Of course, this is where schedule talk leads us, right? Josh Black, comedian, coming up next, by the way. You're not going to want to miss that. And that'll lead us into the dumbest thing in sports this week, which this would be a fantastic nominee for.
That was a sign for things to come.
Oh, yeah, because they lost. It was the hottest game, I don't think, in Nissan Stadium history, but it was up there. I mean, it was getting close to triple digits because this was September. in the first home game of the year at Nissan Stadium.
It's so amazing how those
on fire out there.
Amazing how those things happen, because I remember Tennessee season opener in 2018 when a boat caught fire on the Tennessee River and sank outside of Neyland Stadium before the season opener against Georgia State. And then what happened?
These are all signs that people need to be aware of. So the fireball, the literal, not the flaming fireball on the side of the helmets, but a literal fireball on the field. Because I remember sitting in the press box and just starting to see like a pillar of smoke coming out of the tunnel. I'm like, well, this is a weird new like pregame ceremony or interaction that they're getting ready to have. This doesn't appear to be the right color of smoke. And then all of a sudden I look by and people look like down in the lower bowl under the press box. People are evacuating. You see some poor guy sprinting over there with a fire extinguisher, like he's going to take on the flamethrower.
Oh, Lord, there's a fire.
I mean, it was unbelievable. All water bottles were gone at halftime, says Austin Weiser in the chat on Periscope. Was 95 degrees. Yeah, that's, home openers in Nashville, man. You got to go hydrated. You got to make sure you may need a post-game IV after that. Replenish your essential fluids and vitamins. Anyway, we'll spend more time on the Titans and the Cardinals, because I think there's a lot of interesting storylines within this game. Malcolm Butler, all of the intrigue that went into J.J. Watt. Is it like Jarrell Casey last year, where J.J. Watt just has a spectacular performance in week one, and then because J.J. Watt's older, his body starts to precipitate, but you get his best shot right out of the gate. J.J. Watt's going to want the attention to be on J.J. in his first game as an Arizona Cardinal, especially considering that he knows the Tennessee Titans after playing a decade in this division. We'll spend more time on that over the course of today's show, but coming up next, we're gonna get into all things Nashville and the dumbest thing in sports this weekend with comedian Joshua Black. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone. Back here, 104.5 The Zone. Man, we're excited to have our next guest, Joshua Black. Got a big show coming up next Wednesday at Zany's. Big Dog, what's going on? We appreciate you taking some time.
Buck, what's up, baby? I'm chilling, bro. You good?
Yeah, no doubt. We're just trying to get through this just trying to get through all of the excitement that the NFL schedule release brings about. You know,
okay.
Go ahead.
Fill me up on game. What happened?
Man, nothing. It's the Arizona Cardinals, 100 degrees, Nashville, September the 12th. You've been to a game at Nissan Stadium? Have you been a part of that, just all of the weather conditions that it just rains down upon you?
Oh, no. I haven't been in a while, though. You know, back when I went, it was good. You know, I haven't went. Have you been? You talking like COVID?
Well, I guess
type games,
I guess just in general, I'm talking about like, because the biggest thing for me, like I'm spoiled. I sit in the press box. I don't have to be out in the elements. I got the media lounge behind me. I could go get coffee, a brownie, whatever. But like the people out in the stands, they look like they're dying, basically, because it's 100 degrees in Nashville in September. And like every year pre-COVID, because obviously last year was a little different, just to see the environment out there in September, like I almost wouldn't want, if I was a Titans fan, I almost wouldn't want the Titans to host a home game until like at least November.
Well, we kind of used to it too, though. And also beer helps. You know, a lot of people think it hurts because you get dehydrated, but you don't feel that till the day after.
1,000%.
You know, so, you know, we're out there, you're out there, you know, you got the weed brownies getting sent to you in the press box. Us civilians and pedestrians, we got to just kind of get it how we live, bro. We got to pay $15 for a bag of peanuts and just enjoy the game, bro. You know what I mean? So you don't realize it's how I can't do the rain.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do rain. You know, I'm not that dedicated, or snow. Not that we get any, but if it's like 90 with the humidity, I'm out there, bro. I'm out there.
No question about it. Joshua Black out there for the people. At Sir Joshua Black is where you can follow him. His videos on Twitter and Instagram, among the funniest things that I've seen in local comedy in quite some time. Like I've been following you for only a couple of months now, man, and it's really been cool to see the way that you've grown up a little bit. Stand-up comedy feels like to me, because I'm down here on the lowest rung of the entertainment ladder. Okay, sports talk radio is like way down there in the depths, but stand-up comedy to me takes the highest degree of talent. Why is this something that you enjoy? Because I would hate it. I would be miserable up there by myself.
Well, you know, I was always like the class clown. I always like, And I feel like also comedy is a good way to convey any message that you have. So, like, if your man's walking in with dusty shoes, you can say, hey, those shoes are horrible, but now he's crying and he's got to go, you know, cry in a bathroom, break up with his girl. You don't want to do that. So you just kind of roast him. You say, bro, why you got on the fake Jordan? You can't do that. And now we're all laughing. And then he doesn't really accept that till he goes home. It's kind of an easier way to digest it, you see. So I feel like with comedy, I can get a lot off my chest in the form of a joke. I like to put kind of medicine in the candy, you know, and it's just kind of fun too, you know.
Yeah, no, it's constructive. It's like therapy, basically. Now, yeah. Now, that's why you need to be out at Zany's on Wednesday, May the 19th, because Joshua Black is hosting a roast of local comedians. He will be presiding. It's one of several shows that he's been doing at Zany's, which I imagine has got to be a big deal for somebody local like yourself to have the opportunity to perform there. I know you've had great success with the show so far, selling them out. You can get your tickets now at nashville.zanies.com. How disrespectful is it about to get in Zany's on May the 19th?
It's about to get bad, man. It's about to get bad. You got to show up. If you're in the crowd, you know, you might want to get a couple beers or, you know, whatever drug of choice you have, because you're going to need to take the edge off. It's going to get brutal. I'm a host. I'm coming out there. And if I see you, I have to have you. So people are going to catch strays. The comedians, they roast me for fun when we're not on show. So they're going to be coming at me. We're going to be coming at each other. It's going to be beautiful. And the best part is the crowd gets to decide who wins.
Oh,
you know, so it's going to be like a one-on-one or three rounds each team, you know. So we're going to have, it's almost like, you remember B-Rabbit in 8 Mile?
Hell yeah.
And they're going at it. And then the crowd's like, get him off the stage. So if the crowd decides to get somebody off the stage, we're throwing him off the stage, bro. Hopefully he breaks his neck. You know, that's just how the game goes. That's just how I don't make the rules, Buck. See, I don't make them. I just.
No, listen, but you know your audience, because you knew coming in here on Nashville Sports Talk Radio that an 8 Mile reference was the only thing that's going to resonate with the culture around here. That's a heady play by you. I see you, Josh. I see you 100%. That's hilarious.
Josh, is anybody safe in that building next Wednesday?
Unfortunately not. A lot of people try to come in and sit in the back. So they'll tell the waitress, hey, sit me in the back. I can see you back there, bro. You think I can't see people back there? They try to wear all black and keep their mask on. I'm going to get you, your mask. But, you know, but I want people to understand, too, don't be too afraid, because it's mostly comedians going at each other. And I want the crowd to kind of tell us who's the best. Now, will strays be caught? Of course. That's part of the game. But it's all in fun. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be disrespectful. And, you know, now that COVID's kind of opening back up, babe, you got to come out and let's have some fun, dude.
Now, Montana McDonald asks on YouTube, will Sleazy be there?
Sleazy will be in the building, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, this is important.
I feel like that's Sleazy on his burner account. But, yeah, he'll be there.
Probably so. Listen, we got all kinds of bots and trolls just peppering me in here during the
I love it.
Over the course of the show. Joshua Black, comedian, here with us on 104.5 The Zone. So, like, let me get this right, because I'm not all the way. I tried to look you up on Wiki. We're not at the place where we have a Wikipedia page yet, but you're close. I could feel it. But your stand up routines that you do on social media, they always resonate so much. And I can't even imagine, because I'm not from Nashville. I'm a transplant, like so many other people that are coming into this town. Now I live out north. I won't give out my address on the radio because that'd be a poor choice. But I feel like you almost got me. I feel like based on how North Nashville has changed, certainly over the last like 3 years, you have been doing these stand-up routines. Are you from North Nashville?
Yes, born and raised, baby. I came out the Cumberland River, no hospital.
No doubt, right out onto Buchanan, then straight into Minerva. I'm on to you.
That's it, baby. That's it.
So how has it been to see kind of, because Nashville in the last 5 years since I've moved here looks like a totally different place. I can't imagine being somebody with the context of you who's grown up here your entire life, seeing the way that people have basically treated North Nashville for all of these decades before this, and now everybody's trying to come in and build a bunch of tall and skinnies like I live in.
Well, yeah, the weird thing is seeing gentrifiers adopt the stray dogs in the hood. like these dogs have terrorized the neighborhood for decades, and now I'm looking at these same dogs in sweaters and booties and on Instagram. I'm like, that boy's a killer. So I feel like that's kind of weird to see these dogs getting this care and love after they've terrorized. We used to ride bikes and have to hop off the bike and kind of walk on the other side to protect ourselves, and now these dogs are being embraced by the gentrifiers. It's quite offensive. That's probably the most offensive to me. It's not the tall skinnies. It's not the construction. It's not the property tax. It's the respect for the strays, bro. Like, it's disrespectful.
Listen to me, because this is something that's happened to me. Okay, John, I've lived in North Nashville for about 2 years now. All right, and I love my neighborhood. I love my neighbors, and I love where I'm at. I just everything about North Nashville. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just going through the tornado together. It's real. I've really, really come to embrace that community just in general. But my girlfriend found two of these North Nashville mountain lions, these alley cats that live out behind the trash cans, brought them into my home. Like, how am I supposed to live this way when literal stray animals, wild animals are being brought in off the street? Because I know these two have taken lives before. I can see it in their eyes.
Of course. I mean, you have to be careful, man, because you'll look up and you'll go out to eat and come back home and they're playing Xbox smoking a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? So these aren't your average type of animals. And y'all have to understand that when you come to this town, like, people say, oh, it's a beautiful home, beautiful area. And animals are not animals in North Nashville. They were built different. These animals have raised themselves. I've seen animals, people like these animals catch the bus, the MTA bus. So you're dealing with a different breed. So, you know, are they going to turn on you? It's inevitable. But I'm trying to keep the safety of the neighborhood intact. That's what I'm here for. You see what I'm saying? I want to keep everybody safe. And when you bring in, you know, pit bulls that are mixed with Wolverine, it's just not safe for anyone, especially the children.
Joshua Black here with us on 104.5 The Zone. So you've had this incredible come up, certainly over the last calendar year, start to see your stuff all over the place. You've been doing a lot of interviews. Do you ever feel like, because when you get asked on a radio show or a podcast, with a slap like me, I know Darren Bates is going to be on the radio show later on in the day, has had you in the Raw room several times. But as a comedian, because I always find this interesting, is that do you feel now that you're doing more of these interviews that there's an expectation that you have to be funny during these? Or is it just does the pressure not feel any different? Because I feel like if I was in your position, I would feel an additional expectation on me to have to perform. And I don't know if I'd like that or not.
It's good and bad, because, you know, it's almost like if LeBron goes to like a church league or he just goes to the YMCA, he can't just go out there and put up 4 points, bro. Like, son, we seen you on the gram. We seen you on. You're supposed to be dominate.
That's right.
So if you get in here and you don't put up points, maybe you wasn't all that funny in the first place. Yeah. You know what I mean? So people asleep on you. And in this age of, you know, the millennial, and our attention span is so quick, one clip will go off. Like, you know, if let's say I bomb here, this goes viral. Now that's my content. That's me. You see what I'm saying? But then on the upside of that, if you are funny, if it is good, if you are cool, you know, there's blessings from that too. So, and I think it's easier for me to be funny a lot of times than it is to be serious. You know what I mean? So it kind of comes natural.
100%. I feel like, and I won't lie to you, Sir Joshua Black is where you can follow him on Twitter and Instagram for all these videos that do often go locally viral. Of all the spots in town and all the people that he's roasting, the Derrick Henry thing today. We'll get to that in a second. Dear God, just no mercy. The way that you had to stop yourself mid-joke, it was as funny a thing as I've ever seen. But how difficult is it to do comedy in today's environment? Because one of the laziest things, I think, especially in our world, where people get upset about sports and politics and the way that it intersects, race mixing in there, There's this hyper activity or this hyper angst against being woke or having wokeness involved in comedy, whatever you use to describe woke. Because I just think it's lazy. I think it's people that aren't educated on the facts or the conversation points, and so they just lump it into woke, and that's the way that they get through these things, or at least complain about them on Twitter. What's it like to do comedy in an environment like that?
Well, one, my personal opinion is I believe this is a phase of ultra sensitivity, because you have people that are just now coming into enlightenment and they don't really know what's proper to say. Sometimes it's safer to just say, I don't like that. That makes me feel weird, yeah, as opposed to actually thinking about what the person said. So I think eventually this will kind of fade out, but you don't want to be one of those people who get drowned in this little phase. So I'm also into politics, and just I love books on war, on a random tip. I just love history. Yeah. I love art history. I love like political history. I love Black liberation. So to me, I kind of know what's good and what's bad to say. So I'm not like a guy who doesn't know anything about it, and I'm trying to talk about transgenders, or I'm trying to talk about Black people or Asians, and I don't have any context. That's a dangerous game. a lot of comics play this game, and maybe the joke is funny, but you don't understand Asian culture enough to play like that. So now you're stepping on toes accidentally, yeah. And now they got to get you out of here. So, you know, it's tough, but I mean, the cream rises to the top, baby. So if you get canceled, see you.
That's on you.
I hate it. Yeah, that's on you, fam.
That's on you.
I mean? And it's hard. it's a little easier for me than like a white straight male right now, but you know what I mean? If, you know, so I don't know, man.
Listen,
you know,
I just say we had no concerns about your confidence when you came in here right off the top and made a LeBron James comparison. Like, I'm not worried about you. I think you're going to be just fine. Joshua Black here with us on 104.5 The Zone. All right, Lucas, we have the clip from Joshua Black's latest roast compilation. Nobody was safe. This is why you need to go to Zanies on May the 19th. Check this man out. Nashville.zanies.com is where you can purchase tickets to Joshua Black's roast battle at Zanies. That is where you go. All right, Lucas, if we're going to get Joshua Black canceled for anything, I think we have the clip. Go ahead.
Oh, Derrick Henry, you know you too big to be wearing that yellow suit. Boy, you look like a glass of Simply Lemonade. Boy, you look like an ice cold glass of Simply. You look like a tennis ball at the bottom of the chair. Tannehill, get over here with that long ass head. Boy, you know you got to get a custom helmet for that. Let me get a Peyton Manning side looking ass, boy. AJ Brown, you know you out of pocket for the snake skin. You look like Komodo Dragon in design, a little head ass. The Nashville Predators is kind of a creepy name in 2021. Mascot is Harvey Weinstein, ain't it? I'm on y'all ass. And then Pecorino ain't trying to retire on us, boy. If you don't sit your dust ass down, Kroger brand Prince Harry looking ass, I'm on you, boy. Your name sound like a vegan pasta dish. Let me get a Pecorino with a side salad. The Nashville Soccer Club, why is the name so plain? That's like Nike coming out with a pair of kicks called shoes. Name the team after something we have a lot of, like the Nashville Hotels or the Nashville Parking Lots.
Unbelievable. Joshua Black at Sir Joshua Black. So you went after every beloved athlete in Nashville sports right now. Nobody goes after Pecorino, and you took this man to task.
We were drooling over Pecorino all day yesterday.
No,
Josh.
You were drooling over Pecorino because you're a homer. It's okay. What are you doing out here?
I mean, hey, sometimes art gets bold, man. And, you know, like, now, in my defense, many other comedians, I kind of built a rapport with Nashville, so they trust me to do something like that. You know what I mean? So I don't want people to just go out and try to, you know, go crazy on Steve McNair tomorrow. But, I feel like the city kind of knows me a little bit, so I can kind of play around. I don't know if Pecorino knows me, so he probably is going to beat me when he sees me. But other than that, bro, sometimes you got to get it. Sometimes you got it. That's part of, you know, sometimes when you're in a lunchroom in high school and people are roasting and you laughed a little too hard and they say, oh, what are you laughing at? And then now you catching strays. And, you know, so sometimes we got to get it, man.
That's how it goes. That's why you need
it. And there were some easy ones like Kid Rock and Tommy Lauren. I was like, I don't want to just, that's too easy.
Yeah.
You know, they look homeless. So I'm like, let me get some people that actually have something going for them and let me go ahead and tear them up.
Yeah. Listen, Derrick Henry in the highlighter suit at the NFL Honors Award, he was just waiting for it. He's just waiting.
Insane.
But that man, it's, you know, you're 250-pound, 6'4 running back. You don't got to worry about what you're wearing. That's how it goes.
Imagine how crazy it looked in person. Like, you know, it looks bad on the internet. But if you would have seen this man, he's taller than the Batman building with all that yellow on, bro, you're killing me.
Terminator. All right. On the way out the door, before we tell people where, actually, we will tell people now where they can go see Joshua Black at Zanies in Nashville, May the 19th. Nashville.zanies.com is where you purchase tickets. Joshua Black, what is the dumbest thing in sports this week?
The dumbest thing in sports? Man, I don't know about this week, but I just know the dumbest thing in sports to me is taking steroids out of baseball.
All right.
Because I feel like since then, bro, we ain't really watched it. Like, if we're being honest, baseball ain't been the same without the roids in it, bro. Yeah. You know, that's their health. If they want to ruin their health for our entertainment, so be it. You know, I feel like now since then, they want to get all political correct and say no steroids and nobody else has big heads. Now we don't watch anymore, bro. You know, I love Mookie Betts because he's from the town, but other than that, I'm not going to watch a 9-inning baseball game. You bring the steroids back, I might show up.
No, I'm totally with that. Listen, we're watching people ruin their health for our enjoyment every Sunday during football season. So why should baseball be any different? At Sir Joshua Black is where you can follow Joshua Black. Local comedian out here killing it. The glow up has been fantastic. My brother, I appreciate you jumping on. It's been fun. Come back one time, all right?
Thank you so much, man. Thank you, Buck. Thank you, Lucas, man. Y'all be safe, bro.
All right. Joshua Black here with us on 104.5 The Zone. We'll come back. We'll give our own dumbest thing in the sports weekend. I'm Buck Rising, like I said. And it's 104.5 The Zone. That dude's energy. And listen, it's hard. It's hard to be a comedian right now. You guys didn't think this is where we'd end up after we found out the Titans week one opponent, did you? 615 637-1045, 615-737-1045. If you want to jump in on the conversation, I want that dude around here more often.
Yes.
He does a fantastic job. And, like that's the thing, just why I was curious to ask him, like, how one does comedy in society right now. It is so difficult to not get popped for something that you say that's just a little off color. And I feel like it's so hard. Dave Chappelle says some risky things anyway, just in terms of the way that he's kind of aging in comedy. And I love Chappelle. I think Chappelle is as close to him and Kanye West. Like, I think that they are the closest thing to genius that I've been able to identify of people in the current world in pop culture. But even they, like, they have so hard of a time maneuvering around that. I went to a Dave Chappelle, Jon Stewart show.
I don't know if Chappelle does a lot of maneuvering.
Not anymore. No, he doesn't maneuver. He just goes on Joe Rogan and complains about it now.
But he is one of the greatest, I mean, ever.
Sure. But, like, he is voicing his opinion about how hard it is to do comedy, and what Josh Black is saying, hey, listen, if you're not good enough to not get canceled, don't do it, which I respect. It's tough, though. 615-737-1045. Yeah, I saw Chappelle and Jon Stewart in London when the Titans played the Chargers in 2018. Royal Albert Hall. It was one of the best things I've ever been a part of.
Was one, like, opening for the other, or were they together?
So there were three opening comedians, then Jon Stewart opening for Dave Chappelle. It was unreal. I mean, that whole trip. It's speaking of schedule talk, they've announced that there are a handful of London games that are already out there. The Jets, the Jags, the Falcons, and the Dolphins, not necessarily in that order, but all four of those teams will be playing international games in London next year. I'd love for the Titans to go back, just so I could go.
Yeah, we'll dive into it tonight. Will Bowling and I will be the Jon Stewart to Titans Radio's Dave Chappelle.
Look at you, just out here forcing a plug. 6 p.m. on 104.5 The Zone. Lucas Panzeca, Will Bowling, leading in the Titans radio coverage. All right, we do this every week, or at least we have been the last couple weeks, and it's been successful. So what we do each and every Wednesday, it's the halfway point around here on 104.5 The Zone. Not quite the halfway point of the show, but certainly the halfway point, we like to think, Wednesday, most people, hump day. We're trying to get over the hump. So the way to alleviate this midweek slump that you might fall into over the course of whether you're listening to us driving for work, whether you're listening to us in your office space, whether you're working from home now and you tell your smart speaker, Alexa, play 104.5 The Zone, we like to break things up. So let's do the dumbest thing in sports this week.
Let's be honest. You've already seen something this week that made you say,
what the f*** is this?
That's bullshit.
What the hell? Give me some warning.
Something so mind-numbingly idiotic that you just want to get it off your chest.
Dumber than a second coat of paint.
Some idiot.
You are really dumb. For real.
It's the dumbest thing in sports this week on the Buck Rising Show.
Thank you, Root Ryan. The Root Institute of Technology is where this imaging comes to us from. He has done an exceptional job making this show sound much, much better. Makes me happy. The dumbest thing in sports this week, if you have one you'd like to weigh in on, 615-737-1045, 615-737-1045, or hit us on Twitter, at Buck Rising is where you go. Or you got the chat. You can get at us no matter how you want to for the dumbest thing in sports this week. Lucas, would you like me to begin?
Go ahead, sir.
So, the NFL schedule release, it's out. It is big, it's bad, it's better than ever. It's being used to boost television networks' morning shows. This was a very smart thing that the NFL did. They allowed CBS and Fox to release their week one schedules on their morning shows. CBS This Morning and Fox and Friends. It was genius. The NFL is helping everybody boost their numbers. What is the one thing we know that is DVR proof in sports? Or excuse me, in media. I gave it away. It's sports. Idiot. I'm the dumbest thing in sports this week. So they start the schedule release on CBS This Morning and Fox and Friends. That's where we found out that the Titans will host the Cardinals in week one. But also, they released several other games that are going to be of import, particularly – the season opener on September the 9th. Lucas, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will hoist a Super Bowl banner at Raymond James Stadium. Tom Brady will be there at age 110, ready to run it back, ready to win another, and he will face none other than the Dallas Cowboys. That's what we're opening with. That's what you're going to put on my television screen to start the NFL season. I have been thirsting, lusting for professional football since last season ended as a sports fan. And you are going to put the mediocre, below average Dallas Cowboys on television. For what? It's the dumbest thing in sports this week by a mile. Defund the NFC East. I'm tired of them. They don't win anything. One playoff team squeaks in because somebody has to win the division. They have to go through, or they have to get one of them in, and they have to put them on primetime all the time because for whatever reason, legacy-wise, people still care about this division. The Eagles, the football team, the Cowboys, get them out of, especially the New York Giants. For what? Get Daniel Jones the hell out of my life. Defund the NFC East and don't put them on week one of the NFL season. It makes me furious.
There was tragic news in college football this week. Colt Brennan, former quarterback for Hawaii, passed away at age 37, still holds the college football record for completion percentage in a career, 70.4% over the course of his career, 58 touchdown passes in one season, finished third in the Heisman voting behind Tim Tebow and Darren McFadden. Passed away tragically this week. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, in the headline, with the news of Colt Brennan's passing, this is what it read. Quarterback Georgia defeated in the 2008 Sugar Bowl has died. Then they deleted. They realized their mistake. They took down the tweet after outrage from people on the internet of the insensitivity of this headline and the tweet. They deleted it. They realized their mistake. They tried to correct it by posting another headline, which is still up, saying, quarterback in 2008 Sugar Bowl has died. Thinking that that was the problem, that they included quarterback Georgia defeated in the 2008 Sugar Bowl has died.
It's a pretty bad scene. 615-737-1045 is how you weigh in with the dumbest thing in sports this week that you have seen. Tebow is still on the table. If you would like to nominate Tim Tebow, you can do so. Several people in the chat have done so already. 615-737-1045. So how do you put that out there if you're the AJC? See all of the feedback that you get, all of the blowback that you get, repurpose the article with a different headline that is equally as dumb.
About as disrespectful as they could have approached it. Not including his name, not including, like, that's not why people, I get that's the local tie, and maybe put that somewhere in the body of the article. But quarterback Georgia has defeated in the 2008 Sugar Bowl has died. It just reeks insensitivity and unprofessionalism. And then how they did it again. And that tweet is still up, the second one.
I mean, like, so because I'm an internet person and I understand SEO, because I'm an internet person and I understand how to write so that SEO pushes your headline up on Google, like, I think that they're trying to maximize their SEO to get additional clicks off of people's Google search if you use the right words. And so to include the name of him in the title was probably not going to help their SEO, which is terrible. But just simply putting that it was the quarterback that defeated Georgia is going to help their margins that way. This is the problem with sports media right now. We're writing headlines just to get clicks, even as it disrespects the family of a dead person. Such a bad look. 615-737-1045. Steve has called in with the dumbest thing in sports this week. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Bob Baffert saying that the reason his horse got drugged is because they grew him at the Derby pissed on the day.
100%. Steve, we had to cut you off because your phone line's bad. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in on the conversation.
That is a valid one.
Bob Baffert stinks. Like, and then he came out there and said the horse was taking some kind of medication, and they just like missed it through the process. Oh yeah, our bad.
Cancel culture. He called it cancel culture.
That's right. Do we still have that? You don't still have that sound.
It's buried somewhere. It's
okay.
My bookmarks.
I won't send you scrambling. 615-737-1045 for the dumbest thing in sports this week. Nothing can be as bad as Tebow's return, says Farcender. I mean, he's not technically returned yet. We got so much of that off our chest on Tuesday.
But the mere idea of his return qualifies as the dumbest thing in sports this week. This was my dumbest thing in sports last week.
Yeah, it's still pretty offensive. Tebow was a bit of a freak show down there in Jacksonville. But as of right now, he hasn't agreed to a contract. Combo 65 says, I go with Bob Baffert, or the simple fact people give a tinker's damn about horse racing anymore. We got cars in bleep. So he's not down for the Kentucky Derby, not down for the history, the culture, which really has just turned into one of the most publicly, it's like a destination drinking event in sports, the Kentucky Derby. And yeah, some people get dressed up, and maybe you see Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady just as sloshed as you are in the grandstands. But it's just destination drinking at this point. 615-737-1045. It's the dumbest thing in sports this week. We'll take more of yours. Coming up next, I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone.